6.
6 Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Think of London.
I'll tell you who that was, why I played it, and who I am in a minute. First of all, it's time for another edition of In My Room. So just along the top of the piano from the photograph of Face from the A-Team, me and Paddy O'Connell that sits up there, just across from there on the wall, there's a large picture frame containing a Life magazine from some time ago. I'll tell you about that next week. In the corner of the frame of the Life magazine that's on the wall is a picture of Kim Appleby. And on it says, "Pleasure to meet you, Guy. I think you're great. Lots of love, Kim. I was on an Ivan Novello panel with Kim Appleby a couple of times, actually, choosing who should get what award. And not only is she still incredibly beautiful, but she's a very, very sweet lady indeed. And I got to sign a picture for me, because 11-year-old of me would have been doing backflips. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, that's another edition of In My Room. Whose room the nation cries, well. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody, happy Sunday. That was Talking Heads with Cities. It was recommended by Gavin in Bath, because that's the theme of this week's programme. A couple of weeks ago, I played you some love songs to New York and Paris. And London, New York, Paris and London. And I asked you to recommend cities and songs about them. Gavin from Bath suggested that Talking Heads tune because it names many cities. I particularly like his description of London at the front of that song. Think of London, a small city. It's dark in the daytime. The people sleep. They sleep in the daytime. Yeah, they do. So throughout the show, we'll have lots and lots of songs to cities, love songs to cities, recommended by you. The featured artist this week is Alayla Diane. I've long been a fan of hers, and there are three examples of her work throughout the show. Beautiful voice she has too. First of all though, talking about it being dark in the daytime, the beginning of the month made me think of this song by The Art of Noise. This is Opus 4.
No sun, no moon, no sun. No proper time of day.
No shade. No shine.
No bird.
No shade. No shade. No shine.
No bird.
No shade.
Bees.
No shade.
Bees.
No shade.
Bees.
No shine.
No bird.
No shade.
Bees.
No shade. No shade,
bees.
No shine,
no bird.
No shade,
bees.
No shade, no shade,
bees.
No shine,
no bird.
No shade,
bees.
No shade, no shade,
bees.
No shine,
no bird.
No shade,
bees.
No shade, no shade,
bees.
No shine,
no bird.
No shade,
bees.
No shade, no shade,
bees.
No shine,
no bird.
No shade,
bees.
No shade, no shade,
bees.
No shine,
no bird.
No shade,
bees.
No shade, no shade.
Speed,
no shine,
but
no shade.
Speed,
no shade,
but
no shade.
Speed,
no shine,
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 but no shade.
Speed, no shine.
November.
November, yeah, you see, were you anticipating the punchline? Of course you were, you brainy lot. Yeah, that was The Art of Noise in Opus 4. I'd like to know whose voice that was. It could have been Anne Dudley's. Anne Dudley was in The Art of Noise, but I've never met her, so I don't know how she speaks. I could look on the internet, but what's the fun in that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, if you know whose voice, and a very lovely voice it is, appears on Opus 4 by The Art of Noise. Let's have this one by Minnie Ripperton. Julie in Dallas, who's one of our regular listeners, she recommended this about a month ago, and it's a cracker. I thought, yes. As that last one was about there being no flowers, no sun and no shade in November, Let's just have some flowers bloom artificially on the radio now. Here's Minnie Riperton. Dallas recommended Minnie Riperton's Les Fleurs. Les Fleurs. Whatever. So, the next city we're going to have a love song to. This is a song we've played quite a lot on The Finest Hour. And in fact, Elbow's sound engineer, Julian, worked with Sufjan Stevens. This is a Chicago. And it was recommended by Emma T. Mills. Now, Emma's recommended songs for Guy before. Nobody's ever had a hat trick on this programme. What I mean is, we've had plenty of people who've recommended four, even five songs that have made it onto the programme. We've never had anyone do three in one programme. No one's ever been that good. Emma Mills, will she get a hat trick this week? Who knows? Cy Jaworski as well has been on. He's someone else who's been recommending songs for a long time and a very old friend of mine. Maybe he'll get a hat trick. One of them does, one of them doesn't. I'm going to try to add like an X factor like spice to the proceedings. Anyway, Emma gets in touch and she says, Chicago by Sufjan Stevens. It was the first big city I visited without my parents. I was 12 and it was dark and rainy, but I instantly fell in love with the place. Friends of mine moved to Chicago a few years ago, so I happily went to visit several times. And every time I went, I had Sufjan Stevens' song stuck in my head. I was lucky enough to take a history class about Chicago, and the city history is a microcosm of the American story, if there is such a thing. It's pretty fascinating. I once had it out with somebody that it was called the Windy City. Now, I'm going to get this wrong now. I thought it was called the Windy City because of politicians talking too much. And somebody told me that it was called the Windy City because it's windy all the time. I had it out with Russ from Editors, actually, and I can't remember whether I was right or was wrong. Come on, renew this. Why is it called the Windy City? My personal experiences of Chicago are very similar to Emma's. It always seems to be rainy when I go there, but it is a fantastic place. It's got a good, strong sense of community about it, and it's a great music town. It's a great music town. So another example of city love now from Emma T. Mills. Will she get a hat trick? This is Sufjan Stevens and Chicago.
Go, drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind, in my mind.
You came to take us. Crying in the van with my friend, it was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
All things go.
City Love Song for Guy from Emma T. Mills. That's Sufjan and Stevens singing about Chicago.
Six Music, classic album of the day.
The tracks and the artists behind them.
We just had so much songs and lyrics coming out of us.
Yeah.
It's like a 60s band or something.
Yeah.
You know? Just bang, 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 bang.
20 years ago, the Manic Street Preachers released their much-anticipated and opinion-splitting debut album, Generation Terrorists.
We actually wrote our myth before we lived it out.
Yeah. Hear tracks from the album throughout the day. And for four, listen to me, Steve Lamacq, with the Manic Street Preachers, as they explain the inspirations behind one of the most talked-about albums of the 90s.
We did feel like we had so much to express.
Classic album of the day.
Generation Terrorists by Manic Street Preachers. This Wednesday on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
My featured artist this week is Alayla Diane. She has an amazing voice. I've met her a couple of times now and I've seen her play live at least three times. This is from her album To Be Still. It's got a lovely hypnotic thing to it, a cyclical hypnotic thing. A lot like To The Country by Laura Veers and a lot of DJ Shadow's work and even the more recent Little Dragon stuff as well. I do like a bit of hypnosis in my music. This has got it in spades. It's called My Brambles. I mentioned brambles in a song a couple of albums ago. In an elbow song, and people looked at me funny and questioned me on it. I think some people, when you mention brambles, picture thorny, difficult to get through plant life, which I do. Other people just picture blackberries and blueberries. Anyway, I think Alayla meant it in the same way as I meant it when she mentioned her brambles. This is My Brambles by Alayla Diane.
Cause your love calms my brambles.
Lely Dien and My Brambles. More from her in a bit. Jez Murray's been in touch and he says, Guy, I liked your Things in My Room thread. Made me think nostalgia's not what it used to be. Jez, you old wag. I've got another email here. Hilary Simon getting in touch and saying, Guy, I don't have a song to recommend, but I wanted to guide you to the correct pronunciation of Ty Siegel's name. It's pronounced like the bird, Siegel. Kind regards, Hilary. Hilary, that was an incredibly formal letter. Loretta Room was in touch. She sent us a lovely email with a very, very touching story about a memory that me playing Elton John the other week evoked for her. Very touching that, Loretta. Thank you very much for that. William Fairhill got in touch as well and he said, thanks for playing Elton John tonight, along with other fine music. No conversions required here. I played that album to death when it was first released, when I was a teenager, but you seldom hear it on the radio. These days I might quibble over some of Bernie Taupin's words, but it's always intriguing how Elton sets them. It's hard to fault Elton's fantastic musicality, and his voice could do all sorts of expresses and falsetto wonders back then. The Beach Boys inspired Chameleon and Idol both have killer arrangements. Keep the good stuff coming from Bill. Thank you, Bill, for your very beautiful synopsis there. Sophie calls herself Ambrosius. Sophie says, Guy, I must admit, do you know what? This email makes me so happy. I'm just going to have to pause before I read it. Guy, I must admit, not a lot of Elton's music has actually moved me or evoked much emotion before. I've always admired his talents as a musician and songwriter, but I've always sat on the fence a bit where he's concerned. But the song you've just played is the first song in a long time that's actually made me stop what I'm doing, sit down and truly listen. I thought it was fantastically beautiful and has really made me look at Elton in a different light. You are playing some brilliant songs tonight. Thank you. Cheers from Sophie. Did you hear that, everybody? Back of the net. That is exactly what we want on the Finest Hour. So chuffed. Thank you for your Elton love, you lot. Any song, any and all songs that we play on the Finest Hour are then listed on my page of the Six Music website. So that's where you go if you don't know what something's called. Nicola Catterall sent me an email that said, Hey guy, please put me out of my torture. What is the amazing second song that you are playing in the background when you are doing the plug to your fantastic show? It comes in when you say, tickles my fancy, and I would love it if you gave me the song title and the artist. Thank you so much, from Nicola Catterall. By the plug, I think she means the trailer that plays on other Six Music programmes for the Finest Hour. And I went and did a bit of research. I phoned up the office and I asked Peter Hardy, and it was this tune by Little Dragon. Did you get that, Nicola? This is Little Dragon and Crystal Film, and you're right, it's an amazing piece of music.
Thank you.
Little Dragon and Crystal Film, especially for Nicola. But yeah, every other tune I play on The Finest Hour will be listed on the website. Go check it out. Time now for a dip into the BBC archive and let us surface Clutching, an audio pearl. I thought we should nod to the James Bond film's release with Ian Fleming, who wrote the Bond books, from his Desert Island disc recorded in 1963. Listen to this very British conversation.
And now the books are being made into films.
Yes, they've made Dr. No already, and it's been a tremendous success in England, and even more of a success, I think, in America, where it's opened several weeks ago, where it's breaking records. They're now doing From Russia with Love, and I went out to see them in Istanbul, see the unit at work, and I was tremendously impressed with the casting and the way the script had been written, and I think it's going to be an equal success.
They're going to do the whole James Bond catalog.
They've got an option on doing all the books, yes, one after another.
11 bestsellers in 11 years, and very profitable film sales. Now, on the face of it, that looks like unmixed success, but some of the press notices haven't been all that glowing. They've accused you of being sadistic and too much sex. Bond takes his sex where he finds it almost as casually as he takes a drink.
Well, he has one girl per book, approximately, and that's one a year. I think that's he's a bachelor, and he moves around the world pretty rapidly, and I don't see any great harm in that myself.
No, he's unusually fortunate in meeting these lovely and cooperative girls.
Yes, I envy him.
This old house once knew his children, this old house once knew his wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter, this old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, he's a-getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a-getting shaky, this old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain, this old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are a-getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain, 'cause he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, he's a-getting ready to meet the saints. Afraid of thunder, this old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble, this old house is a-needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor.
That was Rosemary Clooney, George Clooney's auntie, I believe, and This Old House. And God, that was jangling on my nerves a bit. I don't know about you. Let us soothe ourselves with some Hundred Waters. I love this lot. I'm intrigued. I want to know when they're playing, when I can go and see them. This is out tomorrow, and it's called Thistle. The album, by the way, is also called Hundred Waters. Hundred Waters with Thistle.
Thank you.
Great stuff, eh? 100 Waters and Thistle.
This is Joe Wiley from BBC Radio 2 in the gym with Tom.
I'm BBC Radio 6 Music, Steve Lamack, in the garden with Tina.
Take BBC Radio with you whenever and wherever you go with BBC iPlayer Radio.
Victoria Derbyshire from BBC Radio 5 Live with Ravinda on the way to work.
You can listen live or catch up on your computer, tablet and mobile, or download the brand new app. To start your BBC iPlayer Radio journey, go to the 6 Music website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
I'm so excited that Here We Go Magic, who I discovered through this programme, Here We Go Magic, a supporting elbow on our tour in November and December. I can't wait to meet them. I'm going to record an interview with them so you can meet them as well. And I'm going to get them to recommend some music as well. I get the feeling, listening to Here We Go Magic, that your main man there, I know he's a painter and an artist and that kind of thing, he strikes me as the kind of person who can't stop creating. Craig from Elbow's a bit like that. If you leave him on his own with some polystyrene, he'll turn it into something intriguing and he'll put it somewhere fascinating. Do you know what I mean? He can't stop turning things into things. A creative mind. Or a madman. Depends how you want to look at it. So here they are. Here We Go Magic. From their album A Different Ship, this is Alone But Moving.
Alone but moving. All
gorgeous in it. Here We Go Magic and Alone But Moving. Really looking forward to meeting them boys. And girls. Back to our theme of city love. Emma Mills has a second song for Guy Triumph. Another one in the back of the net from Bill Munro. But can she get a hat trick? This is Blue Moon of Kentucky. T. Mills said Bill Munro and Blue Moon of Kentucky, and it was done. Andrew Hill got in touch with this beautiful number from the Colourblind James Experience. It was some time ago now, and it wasn't re-recommended as part of this programme, but what a fantastic song it is. I am considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis.
I'm considering a move to Memphis with my hair all aglow. When I arrive in Memphis, I'm bound to meet up with someone I might know.
Pop, 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 pop.
I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering. I'll visit the Graceland mansion and set my face in wax, then go back to my motel room to file my income tax. I'm considering a move to Memphis, and this much I know, when I arrive in Memphis, I'll have to spend my dough. I'll walk down to Beale Street to watch the jug band show. I'll shake hands with Gus Cannon, he's someone I should know. I'll get myself a motel room that's not too small to see. I'll get one with a private bath on a black and white TV. Memphis isn't all that big, at least that's how I found it. Why, it only took an hour and a half to walk completely around it. Memphis isn't all that big, it isn't all that wide. Still, it is the kind of place where a country boy can hide.
I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering.
Favorite restaurant and eat there every day, and at the nearby bowling alley I'll bowl my cares away. Some days I'll order chicken, some days I'll order fish, some days I'll have pierogies, that's a Polish dish. And after bowling 20 frames I'll sit and have a beer. Perhaps I'll meet a pretty girl who is a barmaid there. I'll get a job at a steakhouse, wash dishes, mop floors. Yes, I know I won't get rich. Memphis is the kind of town that won't feel like a trap. Besides, I kind of like the way it sits there on the map. I'm considering a move to Memphis, that's Memphis, Tennessee. It worked for Elvis Presley, why can't it work for me? The people in the restaurants there will all use forks and knives. They won't take decongestants, though, for fear of getting hives.
I'm considering a move to Memphis, a move to Memphis. I'm considering.
Sparrow up in his lofty perch, would you please direct me to the local Baptist church? I'll attend the Wednesday meeting and there I'll speak in tongues. I'll shout and holler, praise the Lord, until I nearly burst my lungs. Someday I'll return to Memphis in my own private jet. I'll remember my first visit there, that's if I don't forget. When I arrive in Memphis, I'll put a sign out on the door. It's okay to disturb me. That's what I came here for.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
We'll be right back.
Doves and the Cedar Room, sounding as fresh now as it did when it came out. That's from the album Lost Souls. Epic, beautiful music. I'm Guy Garvey from Elbow. This could be my finest hour. Jimmy, the singer from Doves there, is a good friend of mine. Spoke to him just the other day. We were laughing about when we interviewed Alice Cooper. We interviewed Alice Cooper on the radio when we were filling in for Radmack, and we were like, what's the name of the single, man? And he said, I'm going to bite your face off. And the first thing Jimmy did when I picked up the phone the other day was say, I'm going to bite your face off. He's going to be filling in for me soon, I believe, on the radio. It'll be either Jimmy or Mike Joyce or Jess, one of my deputies, because I'm going to go and do some recording work at Real World Studios in Box with the band. So next week, I think, somebody's going to be sitting here for me. Anyway, this next tune is by a band called Stumbling. I heard this as album of the day here on Six Music, I think last Monday. The album's called Spiderwebbed, and this tune's called Cherry Blossom, and I fell in love with it and I bought the album. See, I'm not just the lead singer of a band who's enjoyed the support of Six Music. I'm not just a presenter on the station. I'm an avid fan.
Bye.
Great, innit? Stumbling from the album Spiderweb, that was called Cherry Blossom. City Love. And would you believe it? It's a hat trick. For the first time ever, somebody has recommended three songs that have made it onto the playlist on this programme. Emma T. Mills hits her hat trick with Little Willie Littlefield and Kansas City. Congratulations, love. There won't be a prize.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving there, and I'm gonna get me some. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. With my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Well, I might take a train, I might take a plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving there, and I'm gonna get myself. I'm going to pack my clothes, leave at the crack of dawn. To pack my clothes, leave at the crack of dawn. My old lady will be sleeping and she won't know where I'm gone. Cause if I stay with that woman, I know I'm gonna die. Gotta find a brand new baby, and that's the reason why. I'm gonna do Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving her, and I'm gonna get me some. They got a crazy way of loving her, and I'm gonna get me some. They got a crazy way of loving.
Little Willie Littlefield and Kansas City. Well done, Emma T. Mills, on a Song for Guy hat trick. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Base your recommendation on the things I play on the radio and the music I make with my band Elbow, but try and give me something that you think I've never heard before. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I watched an average film the other day called The Texas Killing Fields. It showed lots of promise, which kept me hanging on to the end, but ultimately it was a little drab. But it did have a Mazzy Star tune in there. If it wasn't Mazzy Star, it was definitely Hope Sandoval. And it reminded me of this tune, so I thought I'd play it for you.
Serenade beneath the water.
Plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
6 Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Now then. Until the 1990 World Cup, classical music was mainly the preserve of academics and aesthetes and steered well clear of popular culture, save for a few adverts and comedy sketches. Then came Nessun Dorma and all that changed. Soon the classics were being trawled and plundered by everyone from Charlotte Church to Russell Watson. Handsome warblers formed groups like G4 and listeners with short attention spans could dip in and out of Classic FM for edited highlights of Beethoven and Bach. But as so often happens in musical trends, we're now in the grip of a backlash. The choir is making a comeback thanks to people like Gareth Malone and artists such as Scala and the Kolasny Brothers, who instead of eschewing modern music, are turning rock songs into classics. Their interpretations of Radiohead, Peter Gabriel and Nirvana aren't to everyone's taste, but hidden among the made-for-TV cover versions are the green shoots of originality. Listening to Our Last Fight, its combination of timeless vocals, electronic instruments and raw, angry lyrics is compelling. The clash of major and minor is as beautiful as it is unsettling, but what surprises the most is that 200 voices can create such profound stillness. Could it be that the choir is re-emerging as a modern musical force? I really hope so. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Empty rooms and
was Scarlett and the Kolasny Brothers and Our Last Fight, as chosen by the Beckopedia. And I'm totally with her. More original choir music, please. No more covers. Aleila Dian is our artist of the week. This is from the Pirates Gospel, which was their first album. And this is the tune that led me to really study it and become a huge fan of her music and her voice. This is the very dark, almost frightening, but wonderful, The Rifle.
Oh, I've been knocking on that door in my sleep, fighting the fireplace glow. I've been knocking on that door in my sleep, fighting the fireplace glow, to keep me away, to keep me away from home. And Papa, get the rifle from its place above the French doors. They're coming from the woods, oh, they're coming from the woods. And Mama, you're running too, oh, my Mama, you're running too. Mama, you're running too, oh, my Mama, you're running too. And Brother, I'm so sorry that you watched the paintings burn. And I've been holding on to the gold when letting go would free my hands. And I've been tying your tongue in a knot, oh, I've been tying your tongue in a knot, to wrap this death, to wrap this death in a sheet. And Papa, get the rifle from its place above the French doors. They're coming from the woods, oh, they're coming from the woods. And Mama, you're running too, oh, my Mama, you're running too. Mama, you're running too, oh, my Mama, you're running too. And Brother, I'm so sorry that you watched the paintings burn. And I can't have those dirty paths down that carpet anymore. No, no, I can't have the dirty paths down that carpet anymore. There were too many heavy boots, there were too many heavy boots, there were too many heavy boots, and there were too many big black boots, and there were too many little brown shoes marching through. So I'm counting it to the sky, oh, I'm counting it to the sky. I'm counting it to the sky, oh, I'm counting it to the sky, and moving back, oh, I'm moving back to face the lack of home.
Aleila Dian from the Pirates Gospel, which is just an amazing record. That's The Rifle. City Love time again. This is another one from my mate Cy Jaworski out there in the States. This is Lou Reed in Berlin.
Foot 10 inches tall,
It was very nice. Candlelight and Dubonnet on ice. We were in a small cafe. You could hear the guitarist play. It was very nice. Oh, honey, it was paradise.
Love that tune. Lou Reed and Berlin. Have you been listening to it on the radio? He's very, very good. This next one is my favourite. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to say it. This is my favourite song about a city that anyone's ever done. This is Prefab Sprout and Dublin.
Who does not adore the sound of music in the names of towns? To build a city on such picturesque ground, that takes some sort of flair. We draw a line, the ink is fear. You stay that side, we'll stay here. It's far harder to keep it up than to tear it down. Does it take you back to the kind of world hindsight calls the good old days? Now that there's no room in an Einstein world for simple cause and effect. Dublin, Dublin, home of pretty Colleen's. Dublin, Dublin, nurse of such bitter dreams. Behind the soft and peachy skin, where DNA or God begin, where sub-Gaelic rot sets in, with stories from your mother in myths and less exalted forms. The heady cocktail glory is born. You know it's not a bottle storm. So why do you indulge it? Dublin, Dublin, home of pretty cold.
Dublin, Dublin, nurse of such bitter dreams. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high. That's what my mother told me when I was about knee high.
Prefab Sprout and Dublin. I have that in my head all the time, not just when I'm over there. Beautiful song. Let's keep it Sunday night with one from Danny Kay. My mate Tracy Kay is something like second cousin or third cousin to Danny Kay. She recently married John Walsh, who's one of my oldest friends. And Kay is short for Kaminsky, I think, originally. They shortened it to Kay when they came over from, have I got this right now? I think they're Russian Jewish. So, anyway, Danny Kay did the same thing. Different spelling, but apparently they're related. These days I call my mate Tracy, Tracy Kowalski.
Measuring the marigold, you and your arithmetic, you'll probably go far. Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the marigold, seems to me you stop and see how beautiful they are. Measuring the marigold, you and your arithmetic, you'll probably go far. Inchworm, measuring the marigold, seems to me stop and see how beautiful they are.
Two and two are four, four and four are eight.
Seems to me you'd stop and see how beautiful they are.
For the Kowalskis, that's Danny Kay and Inchworm.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music has always been a great place for you to hear a lot of different music up against each other.
The odd little songs that you've never heard before.
It gives young and up-and-coming artists a real platform.
It's new by JJ Doom, that's on Lex Records.
6 Music has always been very supportive to the Maccabees. I think Steve Lamacq gave us our first ever radio play.
It's what we do.
A music-loving radio station.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
You get such a range of sessions, of interviews.
What is it that keeps you working?
We don't work music, we play music.
By turn, 6 Music is entertaining, touching and hilarious.
A new phone, everyone!
this will save the economies of the West.
What about global environmental catastrophe?
Shut up!
Just buy it!
This is Six Music with me, Lauren Laverne.
I'm Steve Lamack.
Radcliffe and McConey.
High Octane, yeah. Double Act Interplay.
Mark Riley on Six Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
You're with me, Gideon Coe.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
It's a well-known fact that Talk Talk are my favourite band. Spirit of Eden is one of my favourite records of theirs, and Inheritance is probably my favourite tune on Spirit of Eden. So if I think this is the best tune on the best album by the best band in the world, then surely this is the best song in the world, ever.
Thank you.
tell a friend. Heaven bless you.
Inheritance by Talk Talk. Unbelievable. My chosen artist this week is Layla Diane. As well as doing her solo work, she's the voice of Headless Heroes, who do amazing cover work, as well as their own original stuff. Richard Fox recommended this tune some time ago, and it's a song called Blues Run the Game by Jackson C. Frank. Jackson C. Frank was a contemporary of Paul Simon, he was that era. An amazing, respected folk artist who had a very tragic life. He was caught in a... in his primary school, a boiler room exploded, killed some of his classmates and seriously injured him. And he developed mental illness, they reckon, due to that. And later in life, he was self-medicating and homeless, and he died tragically young. Bearing all that in mind, have a listen to this beautiful, respectful rendition of his song by the Headless Heroes with the voice of our artist, our chosen artist this week, Layla Diane. Here is Headless Heroes with Jackson C. Frank's Blues Run the Game.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey. Me and room service, baby. Me and room service will be living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey. When I ain't sleeping, mama, when I'm not sleeping, oh, you know, you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following. Living is a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I've thrown them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. I'll wake up older and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, blues are all the same.
Headless Heroes and Blues Run the Game. How extraordinary, eh? When I themed the programme The Ritz in Manchester's Bouncy Dance Floor, I didn't realise I'd be in there within a few days. I went to The Ritz to see the Walkmen last week. They were just incredible. And my friend Sean runs the place now. It's transformed. It's such a beautiful place. It used to be sticky carpets and a bit minging. And now it's all clean and bright and beautiful and the sound system's awesome. She's turned The Ritz into the best venue in Manchester. It really is astonishing. If you're a friend of Sean's, tell her I was bigging her up and she owes me a pint. So thanks to all the emails that I got, one from Chris Moran, one from Claire Webster, talking about memories of the Ritz. Claire's is particularly funny. She says, Monday night at the Ritz on the bouncy dance floor. Oh, blissful joy, the best night of the week. You had your poncho, I had a tweed hobble skirt so tight and so long, it was impossible to get on buses without a bit of a lift. But good for on-the-spot wiggling, and a black polo neck. Sharp, sharp brown bob and red lippy and dark, shiny DMs and my grandma's 30s sunglasses and my buddy John with his sky-high peroxide flat top. And yes, my two children, one of whom's at secondary school, are looking at me like I need to be put somewhere dark and padded for a bit. Back to reality, Claire. Claire, them were the days. And you remember what it smelt like in there? Well, no more. It's beautiful. Well done, Sean. Thanks very much. And Loretta Room earlier on, I told you she wrote me a very touching email about a memory evoked by the Elton John song that I played. She then thought about this tune, Easter Parade by the Blue Nile. This is for you, Loretta, and lots of love. time for one more love song to the city. This is the Middle East and Sydney to Newcastle. It. The Middle East song was recommended by Scott Merrion. Thanks very much to everybody who recommended love songs for cities. I'm not here next week, but I'm here the week after. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. Oh, sorry. Thanks to the Beckopedia. Thanks to Michelle. Thanks to Peter. Thanks to everybody who sent in song for Guy recommendations. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, night mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound, because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. Once again, crossing time, space and genres with, in the first hour, Back for Lashes, Pluto Shervington, Roxy Music, Prince Allah and Pablo Moses, Cody Chestnut, Mystery Jets and Parliament, to name just a few. In part two, you know what I do, but before we get to that, here's an old favourite of mine from Legion of Green Men. For Maria, wherever I may find her.